Stephen Donziger arrived in court to a hero's welcome. But the environmentalists and indigenous groups who gathered to listen to the judge were deeply disappointed by his sentence, 6 months in jail on charges of contempt of court.
The only thing that would have changed today's outcome is the one thing that was never, ever going to happen, which is for Stephen Donziger to stand up and say, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry I took on Chevron."
It was back in 2013 that Donziger won a $9.5 billion settlement against the oil giant Chevron in Ecuador. Soon after winning it, Chevron took him to court in the United States on charges of bribery and witness tampering. Federal prosecutors declined to take the case, but Judge Lewis Kaplan appointed private attorneys, attorneys who once worked for Chevron, to prosecute it. And in a trial without a jury, found him guilty. The contempt charges stem from his refusal to comply with court orders in the appeal of that case. Judge Loretta Preska pushed back against claims that Donziger was being overpunished, saying he'd spent 7 years thumbing his nose at the justice system. And even if Chevron were the bad guys, that didn't make Donziger a good guy. But Donziger, now forbidden from practicing law, has already spent 2 years essentially confined here in his Manhattan apartment, monitored by an electronic ankle bracelet.
The reason I'm locked up is because we were successful, okay? I, along with other lawyers, helped the indigenous peoples in Ecuador win a historic $9.5 billion pollution judgment against Chevron for the deliberate dumping of billions of gallons of cancer-causing waste into the Amazon. That's an historical fact. That case has been affirmed on appeal by 28 appellate judges, including the highest courts of Ecuador and Canada, for enforcement purposes. You know, so why am I the one being locked up?
A UN Human Rights Committee on Arbitrary Detention has called for his immediate release, saying the judges in his case lacked objectivity and impartiality.
Chevron has even stated that they've spent over $1 billion in prosecuting Donziger and defending Chevron. And obviously this is a message to any human rights lawyer: go up against a big corporation and we will take you down, destroy you.
Donziger plans to appeal the sentence. As for Chevron, the company has yet to pay a penny in damages. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, New York.